We're going to spend a few minutes on homework now. We asked some parents what they think.
Just seeing my daughter sitting on her bed, you know, with stacks of books and the laptop open and the graph and calculator, and it's 10:30 at night, and it's just like, you know, why?
I mean, they have so much homework sometimes that I will just grab the paper and do it myself.
By the time we are done with our day, it's so late at night that there's just no time. Even if there was time for the children to do their homework with them, they're exhausted because they've been up since before 8 a.m., since their school day starts at 8.
It's like they're managing a multi-million-dollar stock portfolio with some of these homework assignments, and the stress on their face is just not worth it to me.
That was Shelley Latham of Blue Hill, Maine, Monica Persley of Boise, Idaho, and Laura Coffey of Boca Raton, Florida. There is a perennial debate in the U.S. over whether American students have less homework than, say, South Korean and Japanese students. And those who say many American students are just exhausted from too many hours of homework. So we asked Corey Turner from the NPR Ed team to look into the matter during regular work hours. Corey, thanks for being with us.
I'm happy to hopefully provide some clarity here.
How much homework do U.S. students get?
Well, I think the best answer comes from something called the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP. In 2012, students in three different age groups, 9, 13, and 17, were all asked, how much time did you spend on homework yesterday? The vast majority of the 9-year-olds and the 13-year-olds, and still a majority of the 17-year-olds, all reported doing an hour or less of homework the day before. And then there's another study from the National Center for Education Statistics that found that high school students who reported doing homework outside of school did, again, on average, about 7 hours a week.
But those horror stories, which we just heard, I think any parent will tell you, they're not isolated. Where do they come from?
Well, so they are a very vocal minority. I think what we see happening in high school these days is really a bifurcation of students between those who choose or find themselves tracked into less rigorous coursework that just doesn't have a lot of homework, and then those students who enroll in honors classes and not one, not two AP courses, but even more. In that NAEP survey I mentioned, 13% of 17-year-olds reported doing 2 hours or more of homework a night. And I think it's safe to say that a big chunk of that 13%, those are our honors and AP kids. And that tracks with a survey from 2007 put out by MetLife that asked parents what they think of their kids' homework. Now, we heard the parents in your intro. In this MetLife survey, just 15% of parents said too much homework. And I think the thing we have to keep in mind here is when we're talking about honors and AP, this may be the most controversial thing I say to you this morning, Scott, it's voluntary.
Yeah, but not if you want your kids to get ahead.
Not if you want your kids to go to Yale.
Do educators have an opinion about how much homework might be too much?
They do. The person I spoke with who was most helpful on this count, his name is Harris Cooper. He's at Duke University. And he's done some of the best work on homework. He and his team reviewed dozens of studies looking for consensus on what works and what doesn't. And a common rule of thumb that he told me is what's called the 10-minute rule. You take the child's grade and you multiply it by 10. So first graders should have 10 minutes of homework, 40 minutes for fourth graders, on up to 2 hours for seniors in high school. Lots of schools use the 10-minute rule. It's even officially endorsed by the National PTA.
But is there a correlation between homework and student performance?
Looking over the research, there's very little, if any, evidence that homework improves student achievement in elementary school. Then again, the many people I spoke with all said the same thing, which is that the point of homework in those early grades isn't entirely academic. It's about building soft skills like time management, consistency, self-discipline, that sort of thing. But by high school, the evidence shifts. I mentioned Harris Cooper and his massive review of those more than 60 studies. He found a positive correlation in middle and high school between homework and student achievement on unit tests. So it does seem to help some students, especially in some subject areas.
What kinds of homework seem to be most effective in helping students learn something, not just get through the assignment and get graded?
Sure. There are a few big ideas that education researchers have really been rallying around. First, there's something called the spacing effect. You say a child has to do a worksheet on vocabulary words once a week, right? That's not the best way to learn. Research shows that the brain's better at remembering, not when we study in big, isolated chunks, but when we repeat in little bits and pieces. You do a little vocabulary each night. Every night, make sure you repeat the same words. It's about long-term repetition. There's also One more thing I want to mention, Scott. It's something called interleaving. And this is really big in the debate over math homework because I don't know about you, but I remember when I was in high school doing my math homework, we learned, I was taught, by focusing really on one concept at a time. So I'd get a worksheet with 30 problems on it, and they'd really be about using that one strategy
over
I learned over and over again. That was supposed to help us learn the system. It was. Well, interleaving is this really interesting idea that says that's not really how kids learn. Kids learn, instead of 30 problems, make it 10. And instead of using just that one strategy that students learned in class that day, maybe some used what they learned the day before or the week before. And it's the process of having to decide what strategy to use that the really deep learning happens.
I'm exhausted just listening to all this.
That makes two of us.
Corey Turner reports for the NPR Ed team. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.